Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it, who isn't less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know, I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet faced, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. For I need, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise. You talk to boys, little ways to learn vows. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix the hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with our right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, cause you've got an awful long way.
Nothing, nothing. It's just, you've been Galindified. You don't have to do that, you know.
All right. Take your seats, class. I have something to say, very little time. My dear students, this is my last day here at Shiz. I am no longer permitted to teach.
What?
Please, Miss Elphaba. I want to thank you all for sharing with me your enthusiasm, your essays, however feebly structured, and even on occasion, your lunch.
Oh, Doctor, I am
so dreadfully sorry.
Madam, you can't permit this.
Miss Elphaba, don't worry about me. They can take away my job. I shall continue speaking out.
Come on, goat.
You're not being told the whole story. Remember that, class. Remember.
Dr. Delavan! How are we all just going to sit here in silence?
I'm afraid there's nothing else we can do.
Hey, my friend, take your seat.
Good afternoon, students. More and more each day, with every tick of the time dragon clock, in every corner of our great Oz, one hears the silence of progress. For example, this is called a cane. Oh, you'll be seeing more and more of them in the near future. This remarkable innovation is actually for the animal's own good.
If it's for his own good, why is he trembling?
Oh, he's excited to be here, that's all. Now, as I was saying, one of the benefits of caging a lion cub this young is that he will never, in fact, learn how to speak. That's it. Gather around.
Can you imagine a world where animals are kept in cages and they never speak?
Now, he does seem a bit agitated, but that's easily remedied.
What are we going to do?
We?
Well, somebody has it. Do something!
Starting some sort of commotion?
I don't cause commotions. I am one.
That's for sure.
Oh, so you think I should just keep my mouth shut? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying...
Do you think I want to be this way? Do you think I want to care this much?
All I meant was...
Do you think I don't know how much easier my life would be if I didn't?
Do you ever let anyone else talk?
Oh. Sorry. But can I just say one more thing? You could have walked away back there.
So
no matter how shallow and self-absorbed you pretend to be...
Excuse me, there's no pretense here. I happen to be genuinely self-absorbed and deeply shallow.
No, you're not. Or you wouldn't be so unhappy.
Okay. Fine. Look, you don't want my help?
No, I do.
The cup.
Yes, of course.
Get the cup to safety.